Morning, birds. Sorry to honk you awake there. Ooh, it's bird week. It continues. Birds, I had kind of an unusual dream last night. I've been thinking about the animals and nature and outside and pets. I had this odd dream that I had adopted a small white rhino. I know they're big. Well, I know, and the big ones, well, how can I get a big, you know, full-size rhinoceros here? It's a dream. So I thought, well, you know, if you can't get a, you know, full-size one, get a small one. In this dream, I thought, wow, what a cute rhino that would be, a small white rhino. So I, in fact, adopted small white rhino. Yep, feeling pretty good about that. I woke up. The last thing I heard somebody say was, "Make sure that he's had his shots." It up. Elvis Costello on the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show for a Wednesday morning. Who says I can't dream that I adopted a small white rhino? I did, and I can't. I don't know what you feed them. Rhino chow. You think? There's so little to talk about that I'm interested in getting to today on the news front. I had an awful day yesterday. Mercury is so retrograde. I've had car trouble 3 days in a row. I had a dispute at the counter over buying inkjet cartridges. which segues into plastic bags in America. Maybe we'll do that and see if I can knit all that together. Anyway, lots of unimportant stuff. Maybe it's important to you. Your wife is, and maybe we can figure out a way for something that happened to me to echo something that happened to you, and we'll knit that all together. All right, well, we're doing that. The news is not much here. Senators more likely to begin making their case forcefully for or against Judge Barrett's confirmation, Amy Coney Barrett. That continues now. Declining to detail her views, Barrett says she won't be Trump's pawn. Sorry, I think you already are. She refused to weigh in on critical matters like health care, abortion rights, possible election dispute. I'm not sure what the point of these hearings is. It says in the Constitution that you you need the advice and consent of the Senate. I just don't remember ever. Wow, I mean, I used to watch these all day long, and I don't recall now one that was really worth watching that I came away with but anything but frustration. Anyway, they're going to be dealing that out all week long, and that's going on now. You said you wanted to see the two candidates debate. That's not going to happen either. The candidates were set to debate tonight, I should say tomorrow night, though President Trump bowed out. They're going to do a thing. Let me just get the exact timing here. I don't know what to make of this. NBC News is going to move forward with an 8 p.m. town hall broadcast tomorrow featuring President Donald Trump. Setting up a primetime scramble for viewers with ABC News, which is broadcasting a similar event with Democratic challenger Joe Biden. I don't know what to make of this. Can I just go off a little bit? You know, NBC News has done such a great job in giving Trump lots of free airtime. The liberal NBC, the MSNBC people, I mean, truly, all those months of doing the MSNBC thing and bringing everybody out and standing in front of the podium, and it continues. Anyway, go for it. NBC is going to cover the town hall. That should be good. Meanwhile, on ABC, you have the other candidate, whom I already voted for. Joe, we hope you're going to do it. Joe and Kamala. Anyway, this all happened because Trump refused to take part in the debate with whatever he was objecting to. So that's going to deal out tomorrow. Also in Washington, this isn't so good. The Supreme Court Tuesday allowed the Trump administration to halt the 2020 census ahead of schedule. That's going to mostly shut down what has been one of the most contentious and litigated censuses in memory. We could talk about this at length. The census, as you may know, is used to apportion congressional districts. People move from place to place in a state. This has happened in Illinois more than once. Anyway, it's important that we have some accurate thing. That, again, that's in the Constitution. It says once every 10 years. They're not making it happen. I don't have a real good... I don't have a good grip on this. I've seen a lot of competing census stuff. I did, in fact, fill out the census, I thought, and then I sent it in. This is online, and then I got paper saying you hadn't done it yet. So I don't know. We're doing our best. Anyway, that's the news there. Texas turned out in record numbers on the first day of early voting, including my sister. I should have, if I put my the voicemails from my sister in order here, we would have a slice of life. She says, hi, I'm standing in line. She votes in Corpus Christi, and as far as I know, they were able to get their voting done. But she called me later and said something that she knew was running for some office down there. So after she voted, she had to go out and erect yard signs. So Texans in record numbers turned out. That was the first day of early voting yesterday. That was hours after federal court sided with Governor Greg Abbott's order to restrict the number of ballot drop-off locations. I'm going to see if I can get Bobby on the air and get a scoop on that. So we talked about dropping off ballots yesterday here in the United States, particularly in California. So anyway, that's the deal here. Eli Lilly suspended a COVID-19 clinical trial yesterday. 2 days in a row now, Eli Lilly, I think it was Johnson & Johnson the day before, citing a potential safety concern. I think that's what they're saying here. The discovery of an adverse event and a pause in the clinical trial is actually reassuring, said Dr. Bali Pulendran. He's a professor of immunology and vaccine at Stanford University. He said, quote, that let's say they get to the end of a clinical trial and there had not been one single report of any adverse events. That would worry me, he said. That would be unusual. So anyway, Eli Lilly announced yesterday it was pausing a trial of an experimental drug similar, oddly enough, to the one that President Trump recently claimed cured him of COVID-19. As I said, Johnson & Johnson on Monday halted it. This is going to happen. These are going to be fits and starts. But anyway, that did happen yesterday. Chicago added Indiana to the travel quarantine list. City Health Commissioner says, I just want you and your families to be able to avoid COVID. And then the other side of where I sit here, Wisconsin, hit a pair of grim COVID-19 milestones, record highs for positive cases and deaths. If you look at the map, and I'm trying not to, it's red to our north and to our west here in Chicago. So that's cooking. Let's see. What was the other thing I wanted to mention to you, if I could find it here? I'll look for this. Oh, yes. All right. The macho appeal of Donald Trump. I can't wait to get into that one. Tell you what. Oh, I've got one. All right. Here is the best story of the day. Hang on. Can't get up early enough anymore. Jeopardy, my favorite show. Jeopardy had a milestone yesterday. For the first time in like 5 years, they had a single person at the podium for Final Jeopardy. That happens when the contestants, you have to have money. You have to have a positive balance there when you go into Final Jeopardy. And it turned out they only had one of the three people was able to do that. Anyway, his name is Kevin Walsh. You know what I'm going to throw out? I didn't know the answer to this. I'm going to throw out the question. The Final Jeopardy that he got right, and you can look at this if you want, thanks to a horror film, this novel returned to the bestseller lists in 2017, some years after reaching number one. So the novel was number one 30 years before 2017, and it reached to number one again. What was the name of that? I got it right here. Now you can play along here. I give you a big hint. It's a very short one-word novel. You got it? You got it? All right. Let's get up. Let's try to get up. Bop. Cyndi Lauper. I always like that record. We like you. Thanks for tuning us in this morning at 17 after the hour. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago at bleat.network. There's not a whole lot of stuff to make us feel good. I think we've got to grab the moment, you know, and just get moving forward here. The weather is odd. It was 55 degrees at the top of the show here. We're going to get up to 73 in Chicago today, and that's about it for the week. It's going to get down to like 49 on Sunday. So, and I'm reading here on, particularly in the Midwest, on how people are now driven indoors, and that's going to be a little tougher for those of us that have been, trying to avoid the COVID by basically being outside or trying to do some of these outdoor dining things. There's an article in the Atlantic here that I will hopefully get a chance to read. I'm sending this to Aaron the News Baron. He may be reading it right now. I'm not talking about the risks of being indoors and not. So we'll try to figure all that out if we can together. I like this here. I got one funny story, and then we'll do something that's not so funny here. Have you seen this? I have not. A large alligator climbed up a Florida family's door with his belly pressed against the glass. And the shot is there's a cat looking. There was like a staring contest between the cat and the alligator. Oh, yeah. Somebody said the caption from the cat. The cat's thinking, boy, that is one ugly dog. So can see if you can locate that. All right, something not so funny at 20 after the hour. And not so funny, if you haven't voted yet, this might be something to factor in. During this pandemic, people in the United States are currently dying at rates unparalleled elsewhere in the world. We used to lead in everything good, and now we lead in something not so good. This is a new report in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It finds that over the last 5 months, per capita death rates in the United States, both from COVID-19 and other causes, have been far greater than in 18 other high-income countries. Says Ezekiel J. Emanuel, who is a professor of health policy and medical ethics at the University of Pennsylvania. It is shocking. It's horrible. The United States has really done remarkably badly compared to other countries, he said. I mean remarkably badly. Study looked at the per capita death rates in 2020 in 18 countries with populations larger than 5 million people and per capita gross domestic product levels above $25,000 per year. These are not third world countries. These are the industrialized countries. These are the countries that should know how to do it. It breaks out how deaths attributed to COVID-19, but also examines how total deaths in the United States are higher than normal this year. The so-called all-cause mortality takes into account fatalities that may have been due to the coronavirus, but were never confirmed or were due to other factors, such as people not seeking medical care during the crisis, got sick with something else, couldn't get medical care because of COVID. Overall, deaths in the United States stayed far above everywhere else. Professor Emanuel says that the current elevated mortality rates are important because they eliminate the chaotic early months of the pandemic when testing and treatment and reporting varied dramatically around the globe. So they're kind of checking it out and catching it up here. It's not like Italy has some secret medicine that we don't. Remember how Italy did? In contrast, in Italy, the daily death rate, the death rate is now to 3.1 out of 100,000. And since June 7th in the United States, it's been 27 per 100,000. So, yes, remember when we were saying, oh, my God, Italy, we could only be, and now we're, what did I just read, 9 times their death rate. United States had managed to keep its per capita death rate at the level of Italy's. Let me see here if I can knit this together. I just stopped a page. We would be in much better shape, obviously. Overall deaths in the United States higher this year 85% higher than in places like Germany, Israel, Denmark, even after adjusting for population size. Get this. I remember reading this early on here, almost done here. Remember Sweden coming up? And I remember thinking, wow, they are doing something. Deaths in the United States are 29% higher than even in Sweden, quote, which ignored everything, says Professor Emanuel. Sweden made a point of refusing to order strict social restrictions. They were very laissez-faire. They never went to a full lockdown. Says Emanuel, we now have 29% more mortality than we would have had if we'd followed Sweden and done virtually nothing. So that's that. I'm reading, as I said, from, I believe that was from the Journal of American Medicine there, and that's just not so good. So are they going to get to that on the non-debate front? You think that'll pop up in the Judge Barrett hearings today? I don't think so. But that's really what's going on with folks, and that's the scoop. So all right, 23 after the hour. Let's see here. I gotta find something to make us happy today. All right. We're doing a bird week thing. I think I mentioned that. We have my obsession with birds in the morning, and they're gathering around us. I just actually looked out the window. We seem to have more birds than we used to. I'm not sure where that is. I hope it doesn't get cold and they go away. So we've got bird going on. Bird week. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to someone I'm very anxious to speak to, Tara. I think her name is pronounced Beveroff. We'll straighten that out. Anyway, she is an ornithologist. We're going to talk about birds tomorrow. Yeah, I'm very excited. So, and we thought we'd have some bird songs this week, and then occasionally we have something in really bad taste. Because, you know, there are good birds and bad birds. I mean, a lot of good birds in this world and bad birds. Occasionally the bad birds come to my house and they drive away the good birds. Those bad birds, what are those bad birds? Those bad birds are pigeons.
Spring is here, suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do. Don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with a cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Not all. I know that was twisted. Tom Lehrer, L-E-H-R-E-R, a moment yesterday when our producer Sparks and I realized we both knew who Tom Lehrer was. He's still alive, 92 years old. known as a, wow, I think he taught math at the University of Chicago. He's a math professor who just started writing these funny songs. And people would come over and he'd do his thing. That one is called Poisoning Pigeons in the Park. If I can find an opportunity to play something that he wrote called The Vatican Rag, which is a hilarious lick on that. Anyway, Tom O'Leary. As we do some non-tasteful music, and we're going to do more good taste on the Bird Front. I promise, I swear. 29 after the hour, it's the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show from Chicago. 591, well, let me do that again. 844-220-3300 is the toll-free number, 24-7, 844-220-3300. I almost gave out another radio station's phone number by accident. Or you can easily hit me up with an email. It's a radioanything@gmail.com. I'll try to get some stuff cooking here. I've got a couple of voicemails that people were nice enough to leave on my birthday. I didn't even play them yet, so I'll do that today, I hope. Speaking of birthdays, today is the birthday of Dwight Eisenhower, the guy that presided over the 50s when I was a kid. 4 years of Ike, and Nixon was his vice president. Interesting guy, I guess. You know, we referenced him in all kinds of ways. He had a heart attack in 1957 that everybody knew about. So when we're talking about Trump getting sick or not, that came up. So he had a birthday today. Roger Moore has a birthday today. Jimmy Connors, Katie Lang, Keanu Reeves, the hunkiest hunk, born in 1964. They all have birthdays today. So. Happy birthday to everybody. So listen, I had this thing yesterday go on, and you know, as we try to have more audience participation, and we're going to get there, I think. You know what? If you listen to me right now and this rings a bell, you can call me up. This being between 9 and 10 a.m. in the morning Central Time. Our phone line in the studio here is 773-907-0724. And I'm going to tell the following story. If it makes any sense to you, you want to ring in. It's about plastic bags and retail service and stuff like that. So anyway, here we go. To start with, I was realizing that part of what we have to do in this era is think about getting back to work. If you don't have a job, you're gonna get one. Your job went away, you're going to get something back. You're looking, you're young, you haven't had a work career yet. All these things, I think, it's kind of apply to people of all ages. But anyway, I went into a retail establishment yesterday. You know, I'll identify them. I'm not going to hide them here. Micro Center, we've done a lot of business with. We buy computers and all kinds of stuff from Micro Center, and I know them well. And they've done a pretty good job. And I went down, and as you may have heard, we had some printing problems, and I went down and pre-ordered a bunch of inkjet cartridges for the printer. So, and I had, you know, I'd gone there before. Anyway, the routine, and it goes pretty well. You go in, this young girl said, as I was, "Can I offer you some hand sanitizer?" As if she were saying, "Would you like some chips and dip?" As I wait, and I should, sure, so sure, I sanitized my hands. I'd probably taken a shower 5 minutes before walking into this place. So anyway, I walk in and I go down to the line that you stand there and wait for them to identify your thing. And anyway, I walked up to the counter, and this is about six packages of inkjet cartridges, more than you'd shove in your pocket, right? Anyway, so we're standing there. The guy is prompting me, and I've done the thing, and I've completed the transaction. And then he was like, "Have a good day." And I sort of pointed at the boxes, as if to say, "Am I going to stuff these in my shorts?" And he then lectured me. So, sir, for future reference.
Okay.
You know, we're at the end of the transaction here. And in Chicago now, you have to purchase a plastic bag for 7 cents each. And I kind of was nasty to him. I said, to start with, we're at the end of this transaction because you completed it without offering me the opportunity to buy a bag. This has been going on, I don't know, how many years in Chicago now? I think it's like 2 years at least. Everybody knows we're buying plastic bags. And I said, I'm happy to buy one, but you didn't even offer me that opportunity. Secondly, I wanted to say to this guy, where did you think I was going to put these boxes? You know what I mean? And I was thinking about this more and more and more, and I think what really hit me is that I'm going back. When I was a kid, you know, I worked at the Big T in Chesterton. I was a bag boy and a stock boy and a cashier. And the way we treated customers, wow, it was just so different. I would never have thought about lecturing somebody, even if they came in and screwed up for future reference. I thought, you little b-b-b-b-b. What annoyed me was that, you know, he had an opportunity there to make a better customer out of me, make a better friend out of me. I should note that right before I went over to Micro Center, I was pricing some of this stuff. I could have gone to two other places and not had this guy for future reference on the bags. Anyway, I'm going off on that. I hope all of us that are thinking about getting our life together and getting jobs and going out and interfacing with the public, I hope we remember what a customer is. I know I sound like an old guy. I know I do. But, you know, that's part of it. That really is part of it. We have to be nicer to customers or we're not going to have any customers. Anyway, what am I telling you about this transaction yesterday? We bought like for the month or the year or something. It was like $200 worth of printing stuff. But you know what? It could have been a couple of grand in computers. And the next time I go into the shopping world, I'm going to remember this guy who said to me, for future reference, up, up, up. All right. Did I make my point? Anyway. I guess that's why they something. It's to fill in your own intros today. For future reference.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better.
That's Elton John, and I guess that's why they call it the blues. You know, for no apparent reason, I was downloading Elton John the other day. He's supposed to have an album of unreleased stuff coming out, which is some of, it's like you weigh it. It's like 9,000 pounds of Elton John stuff. Anyway, I was and I think I mentioned this. I was considering, you know, bringing it on for the show here, and I thought, well, you know, if we haven't heard any of it, so. Anyway, that motivated me to find some Elton John stuff that we have stumbled upon here. 19 before the hour here, Microphone Jones has stumbled in. He makes me feel good when he shows up. We're sitting here with a spaghetti that looks like headphone cables and stuff, and we're going to see if he can put it all together. This is all that Mercury retrograde thing that we were talking about, trying to figure out how to make stuff work here. So. Let's see here. I had a good voice here. I share this with Aaron the News Baron this morning. We'll get a chance to talk more about this. I thought this was a good thing. It's hard to get a chart sometimes in people's heads, particularly my head. Anyway, I'm looking at a chart. I think this is in the New York Times. How quickly will ballots be counted in the presidential election? Which states have results or possibly a winner on election night? You know what? I could almost zip through this because I thought was somewhat reassuring. Let me start with the states that are on the back end of this on election day: Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Alabama, and Mississippi. There are only four states that don't start doing anything until election day, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin being big swing states there. So, again, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Alabama, and Mississippi, there are only four states that wait until election day to process this. I'm not exactly sure what the thinking is there. Anyway, before election day, all right, before election day, these states start processing. And again, I'm reading these in order of probably their importance in the election here: Florida, Iowa, Michigan, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Ohio. And then 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, and then 19 beyond that. So whatever I just said. So that's like 25 states that process mail, and not only mail, but absentee ballots before election day. And then the rest of them start doing that stuff when it comes in. That is Arizona, Georgia, Minnesota, Nevada, and then Arkansas, Colorado, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think that's 22 states that process the ballots when they come in. So I hope I didn't overcomplicate this. I think that's generally good news. I wonder, though, why a big state like Pennsylvania waits till Election Day, because the thought would be that we're all going to be sitting around during the night of the election, and we will know some votes and not know other votes. But that's interesting there. So let's see here. What else we got going there? Just looking all over the studio here. We just have a thing here. Let me see if I can bring Microphone Jones onto the old show here. Let's see here. Okay, you there? There he is.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. You can move that. I got to look. I got a video. Microphone, Jude. The mic's about 5 feet over your head, and I'm bringing. No, that's all right. That's all right. So you said it was nice outside.
Yeah, it's a nice breezy day.
Yeah.
Kind of breezy, but it's nice. I'll take it.
I know.
Fall weather.
Spark said she was stir crazy. I think people are just—they are so ready to not be wherever they are. So yeah,
sounds about right.
How's the traffic going?
Traffic wasn't too bad, honestly. No. I didn't take the E-way, but I took the streets, and the streets were
What is this good. E-way thing that you keep saying? What is an E-way?
The expressway.
I know, but that's like a, I don't, I never heard that before you started saying E-way.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in California, they say the freeway.
Really?
Yeah, they say the freeway in California, but I never heard of E-way.
Wherever I'm at is the E-way.
Is the E-way?
Yeah. The expressway. Yeah. Short in the down.
All right, all right. How's your family doing?
Everybody's doing pretty good. Good. Just maintaining, learning, e-learning.
E-learning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to get through the whole school thing, do Zoom conferences and everything that. So everything's pretty good.
Are you feeling old now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You know this weird thing that happened? You know, you see this over my shoulder? Mm-hmm. We're sitting in the studio. Everybody knows this picture. It's a picture of me and a group of people with me and Bob Marley and some other people.
Yeah.
This fellow on my to my left here, who's my age, he became a great grandfather this morning.
Really?
I went.
Congratulations!
That's right. That's John Bell. I'm gonna shout his name out. Well known Chicago radio guy. Anyway, how is it possible that I've got anybody that I know who's actually a great grandfather? It occurred to me that we age in relation to people that we know.
We do.
You know, like you forget that person that's getting older and older and older. You're getting older and older and older with them.
Yeah. And then you see kids and you're like, they're doing stuff, and you're like, man, I used to do that. I'm getting old.
I know. And you're a young man. It's getting worse.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Do you think kids are – I was going to say, I think kids are what's the word? I think they're getting older quicker. And I think that this whole COVID thing has something to do with that. What about that?
Yeah. Honestly, I think is before. I've noticed it before.
Yeah.
Different kids, different parents, and just different situations. Yeah. How the kid is brought up. I'm a firm believer, let a kid be a kid. Mm-hmm. But, a lot of kids have a lot of stuff on their shoulders, and I believe it's because of their parents. Yeah. But that's a whole other subject.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the COVID, has it made it worse or better, or just it brought out people's weaknesses to some extent, you think?
Some of both. Yeah. Like, there's some fighters out here, a lot of fighters out here, people that don't want to give up.
Yeah.
And then it is a weakness because it's like, what are we supposed to do now?
Yeah.
Like it's something that a lot of people haven't really came across.
Yeah.
I spoke to my mother about it. She had never seen anything like this. And me and you have conversations all the time, and I never heard you say anything about anything close to this.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do we adapt?
Yeah.
So I believe that could be a weakness in a way because we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, but I know people. That's like the thing that everybody says. You can say to anybody of any age, "Have you ever seen anything like that?" And they go, "No, never did."
Yeah.
So, I guess we did. The older generation let you all down. I know we did.
Nah, not at all. I mean, you guys know, like, if you guys seen something like this before, and then still act like you didn't know what was going on now, I'll say, yeah, you guys let us down.
Yeah.
But honestly, no, like, you guys are keeping us balanced, I guess. Keeping us, like, letting us, the younger folks, the millennials. I just found out I was a millennial.
Yeah.
Was
that good news or bad news?
It was horrible news. Yeah. I was like, I didn't think I was a millennium. I think that's the age.
I just found out I was a Republican or something.
Yeah, I believe the older generation is definitely keeping us, showing us how serious this pandemic is.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, it isn't like people didn't know about it. Obama had it all knocked together. We had a great, epidemiology plan, and we had an office of all that. And actually, that was all set in place until Trump came in and just, threw that out the door. So I blame some of the older people, starting with him.
Yeah.
If he could.
I mean, that pandemic thing that Obama had going on definitely would have helped us out right now, I believe.
We would have 100%. I just read these statistics. We have, we have led the world in deaths. What a horrible thing.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have done that. So see how I got, we started talking about something nice. We talk about weather.
Yeah.
And we're to death, like in 30 seconds.
Conversation.
No, it is hard. I got one thing, though, I'm going to ask you about here. speaking of Trump, you know that he's accused of having, I believe it's called malignant narcissistic personality disorder. And I have the symptoms.
Really?
Yeah. I don't mean I have the symptoms. I have a page, a piece of paper with the symptoms on them.
Break it down.
We're going to break it. We'll do that in just a second here. But, you know, my question is, what is so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Elvis Costello, an anthem for me. It was written by Nick Lowe. And there you have it. What is so funny about peace, love, and understanding? It's 6 before the hour. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago on the Bleat Network, bleat.network. Microphone Jones has joined us. You know, I was going to try to do the right thing here. Sparks and I were talking about the environment. And it's hard to talk about the environment without talking about plastic bags. And, you know, I collect, I shouldn't say collect, like I have, I acquire.
Yeah.
Would you like to see my bag collection? No. I got a bunch of bags and I try to reuse them. But the thing is, this place across the street, I'll call it Farm Time, they have great bags. They have, like, they have the plastic bags and then they have cloth bags. So I you know, if you go into the pantry, I got a lot of Farm Time bags.
Yeah.
But now during the COVID, you can't bring in the bags.
Really?
Yeah, right. You cannot do it in their bags, anybody's bags.
So what do they use?
Well, they have so the last time I went to Farm Time, I said, and I brought my Farm Time bags. Oh, so This is, you know, no, you can't. I said, well, can you send me some work for them? Sell me. So I have, every time I go now.
You have to buy them?
I have to buy them.
Wow.
Yeah. And we know that that's not going to, I would like to recycle them in the Micro Center, but we already tried that. So that's it. So, anyway, you know, yeah. Bags are an issue. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing of recycling bags made so much more sense. Yeah. But
how much are the bags? I know when bags, they started to charge for bags, it was like 10 cents. So
I think it's 7 cents for the plastic bags in Cook County.
Gotcha.
And the Farm Time bags, oh, I don't know, they're good, though. They're good. I mean, I could say, I mean, whatever I say now is probably going to be wrong. A buck a bag.
Sounds about right.
But they're worth it. Yeah. They're worth it. You know, so, anyway. And the end of civilization, it's all going to be about bags, you know. So, listen, I just saw this. I thought you and I would talk about that. We're men, right? I don't know if people are need, reassurance of that. You and I are both men. Anyway, I saw an article today, The Macho Appeal of Donald Trump. And this is talking about Latinos, but what do you think? Though a majority of Latino voters favor Democrats, Hispanic men are a small but enduring part of Trump's base. I don't have a cadre of Latinos. I would bring them on right now. Do you? What about that? Do you think that Trump's like a macho guy? Does that work for you?
I don't think he's a macho guy. But I do have a story to tell.
Yeah.
One of my coworkers was telling me, she was like, "Gio, you won't believe what my husband said."
Yeah.
And I was like, "What's going on?" And she was like, "My husband asked me would I be mad if he voted for Trump."
Wow.
And I looked at her and I was like, "Really?" She was like, "Yeah." She really didn't go into details on why we got called to a call, so we couldn't go into details about that.
Right.
But yeah, it was definitely a shock to me to hear that younger Mexican male was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna vote for Trump." Definitely a shocker.
We don't know why.
Exactly. The guy, he is a businessman, so maybe that's probably his angle of liking what Donald Trump is doing business wise. That's something I could have came up with.
Uh-huh.
But everything else, I don't see why he would even think or.
To be continued.
Yeah, I got to get those answers.
Yeah, we got to figure out. That's the worst news I've had today. Thanks for coming in and bumming me out.
Sorry.
All right. Knowledge is truth. This widecast produced in Chicago by Natasha Rodriguez, and she thinks both of us are macho.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. For me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.